Justin Fluke back with you, joined now by Coach Brady Jasper. We're talking Hiawatha girls basketball. Lady Redhawks playing some really good ball here as of late. They've won two of their last three games since we spoke, and a 4-5 record now in the Big 7 League, which is third place behind Nemaha and Riverside. And Coach, let's talk about two wins in a row. Last Friday night at Perry Lecompton, you win a nail-biter 38-37. Let's just start with that game, I guess, because you felt like your team was making some strides but hadn't had wins in your midseason tournament, even though you felt like maybe you're on the verge of turning the corner. Is that a game that, obviously a big road win that looks like it's kind of sparked a little bit better play for your team here and more wins than last week?
Yeah, I think that's right. We talked last time about it sounded strange to say that we lost all three games in our midseason tournament and felt like we got better each time. And then, so the important thing about going to Perry Lecompton is we were kind of looking for some validation of some of the work that we put in, the way we felt about that. We needed that win to stamp that, and we barely got it. Close game, could have went either way, and girls did a good job at the very end of that Perry game.
And you followed up with another win, and I noted that 52 points, I think, was a season high that you scored at home on Monday, the makeup game earlier this week against Jeff West. It would look like that you got some players that maybe are getting close to being fully healthy, and it looks like you got some players stepping up, and 52 points had to be an exciting part of Friday night's big double-digit win.
Yeah, that was a good win for us, too. That was a home game win for us, and like you alluded to there, Addison Williams is probably healthier than she was a month ago, right during a time where we weren't playing very well. She wasn't very healthy. I think she's kind of getting her step back. That's been a big help for us, especially on the defensive end and some ball handling stuff. And the other night against Jeff West, we shot the ball pretty well. We made 8 threes. We were kind of efficient from out there, too, 8 for 17 from beyond. So that helped. 16 points from Malia Contreras, 16 points from Abby Elfner, so that boosted the scoring a little bit. And our defense was solid, too, so that helped and gave us some confidence heading down to Riverside. But that was a tough game last night.
Yeah, you fell to Riverside 36-25. I know Seth, who broadcast all your games on the Hiawatha channel, also said that he felt like your freshman, Kinsey Nelson's kind of been stepping up, too, into a much kind of bigger role, and another player that's, all the girls, I guess, kind of grown up. You're a young team, but maybe some of those underclassmen playing a little more confident right now, huh?
Oh, yeah. We get good minutes from both Nelson girls. Kylie Nelson's the freshman girl. She's kind of helping as she's kind of fit into the mix. And I do believe that all the girls really are kind of finding their role, and we have, that's been part of the growth throughout the season too. But, and she had a good game. Kylie had a good game for us last night. We had pretty good games from several players. That's just a hard place to go win right now with a Riverside team that's gained a lot of momentum. You always think about Weiser, of course, as their leader and dominant player. And they've added, of course, some good shooting from the perimeter that's deadly when you combine them. But one thing that stuck out to me last night was Riverside played defense really well. They were hard for us to score against. And a couple times I thought we moved the ball well and had chances, and they were just right there. So credit to them for that.
Final thought, Coach. You got 5 games left, and none of your 5 opponents that you'll face have a winning record. It's 5 rematches, of course, in the Big 7 League. But, Nemaha and Riverside, you mentioned at the top of the league, they're now in the rearview mirror. You're done with them. So what a golden opportunity for your team. If you can keep playing well, it would seem like a really solid chance here to piece together some wins and confidence to close out the regular season.
Yeah, I think you're right, and we're aware of it. We've even already started talking about it. It is a great chance for us to finish this last 2.5 weeks or so of the season on a positive note, a momentum-building note as we head into sub-state. So it's prime time for us. I hope we're up to the challenge.
Yeah, hopefully you keep playing well. Next couple games are against Holton on Friday night. Look forward to seeing you there, and then at Jeff West again next Tuesday. Coach, thanks for your time. Best of luck.
All right, you bet.
Brady Jasper, head coach of the Hiawatha girls. We'll talk Red Hawk boys basketball next.